Bezrat Hashem, we're learning from the book of Rav Shalom Arush, Gan Emun, Gan Shalom, the Garden of Peace, teaching us the great wisdoms of Shalom Bayit.
Tell them who you are.
I'm Reuven Levy.
Good.
Okay, we are learning from the Hebrew version of the Rav's book, and we're therefore on page 40. Kasher yesh adam ratzon amiti v'chazak ladat mihu mi alav letaken. When a husband has true ratzon, has a true desire to work on himself, to know who he is, and to know what he has to fix, v'yesh lo cheshbon nefesh yom yomi, and that person has daily cheshbon nefesh, has daily self-evaluation. Dahainu, what does that mean? She'oseh b'chol yom sha'ah hitbodedut. That means he spends at least 1 hour a day in hitbodedut, in personal prayer, in self-reflection, self-evaluation. 1 hour every single day. Sheba hu oseh cheshbon nefesh al kol ma she'asah mi'etmol v'ad hayom. During that hour, what do I do in that hour? I do cheshbon nefesh. I do an evaluation of everything that happened in the last 24 hours. Everything that happened to me since my last hitbodedut. I reflect on it, see what went right, what went wrong, what do I need to work on. And that person makes an effort to fix everything that he sees that is messed up, that is crooked with him. Azai bolem alelo pit bodudut atzma ma alav lataken. Rav Arush says that if a person does this every day for an hour a day, then Hashem is going to reveal to him in his hit bodudut what he needs to fix, what he needs to work on. Velo tzarich le'omoz lo remazim avim derek ishto. And then Hashem won't even need to send him heavy messages through his wife. If I'm doing my hitbodedut correctly, as I should be, I'm looking at what I need to fix. I'm doing self-evaluation. I'm going through the last 24 hours. And I'm looking at what's going wrong. And I'm looking at the hints Hashem is sending me all day long about what needs to fix. If anything is not going right with me, anything doesn't feel good, then there's a hint in there, there's a lesson, there's something for me to look at. It's not Stam that it happened. And whether it's the fact that someone pushed in front of me in the line for the bus, or whether it's the fact that the cash machine didn't give me any money today, whatever it is that's happening with me, there's hints and clues and messages from Hashem. And if I take those messages, if I do proper self-evaluation, every day, an hour a day, like Ralph Nachman says we should, then Hashem doesn't need to bring the big guns out. He doesn't need my wife to go crazy at me. So I've already learned it elsewhere. I'm already dealing with it. I'm ahead of you. Right? Hashem only brings the stick if we don't listen to the hints. Rav Arush teaches us here that in our hitbodedut, in our self-evaluation, we can get those messages. And it doesn't need to come at the expense of Shalom Bayit. And then we can have a happy, calm life. באותם דברים שהוא לא מצליח להבחין בהם בתוך התבודדות, הברא יכול להעמידו על האמת דרך אשתו בצורה עדינה. And then even those things which I don't understand in my התבודדות, even those things which I don't succeed in understanding when I'm doing my התבודדות, then Hashem can use my wife in a nice way, in a gentle way, to explain to me what the things are that I need to work on. She'll come down and sit with me. She'll make me a cup of tea. And she'll say, you know, by the way, my husband, you know how much I love you and how much I respect you, but I think that maybe you have a problem with, I don't know, fill in the blank, jealousy. I noticed something that you were struggling with the other day when you were speaking to someone. Maybe you want to think about that. And I'll be, oh, thank you very much. That's very useful. Thank you for pointing that out. I never realized it. Yofi, very nice, very simple. Wonderful shalom bayit. My wife is really on the same page as me. She's trying to help me. She's with me. She's encouraging me. And I get the messages that way. Much more pleasant than having a screaming, whatever imagination you want to put in there, that because I'm not learning it. How could you treat me like this? You don't love me. You don't love the kids. I get out of the house. All the crazy things that a person can imagine, chas v'shalom, that he might have to suffer. All of that can be avoided. And my wife will still be there to teach me, because that's her job, right? She's still there to teach me and put me on the right path. But it will come in a very sensitive and loving way. Yofi. Next. Ah, no, new paragraph. Aval adam shema'adif lahadmin et roshor b'chol, u'litalem ichasunotav. But a person who prefers to put his head in the sand and to hide from his lackings, from his bad midot, צריכים להריאו ולזעזו בזה שמראים לו אצל אשתו את אותם חסונות וזכוכית מגדלת. But a person who wants to put his head in his sand, Yofi, what's going to happen to him? And his wife is going to act like a magnifying glass. And she's going to magnify his lackings until he gets it. Yofi, for his own good. Shem doesn't want us to miss the chance to fix ourselves. And if even that doesn't help him to wake up, it's a big sign that he's far away from teshuvah and from rectifying himself. If I still don't understand the messages my wife is sending me when she is really attacking me, chas v'shalom, then I should know that I've got really a lot of work to do. Mamash, I'm very far from teshuvah. Person who thinks that they're suffering for no reason, that they have a wife who's giving them trouble and shouting at me and upset and is never pleased and is never satisfied, and nothing to do with me, oy vavoy, far, far away from reality, living on another planet, right? Come back down to earth with a bang, right? And realize that Hashem is teaching me for my own good. There is lots to fix. Re'i le'ra'ui, a mirror for the worthy. Bala Chesed Abraham, the author of the book called Chesed Abraham, Gam hu mevi yisod there, he also brought this principle. Romer, and he said, Shekodesh Baruch Hu manhigat olamo midah keneged midah. He said over there in his book that Hashem governs the world mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Kedesh she'adam mitnaheg im kadosh baruch hu, ken ishto mitnaheget imo. The way a person behaves towards Hashem, so his wife behaves towards him. Lamashal, for example, adam shemored b'kadosh baruch hu, ishto moredet bo, v'chen al zo aderech. A person who rebels against Hashem, so his wife is going to rebel against him. Tov. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. V'zeh matsui, she'abal margish shehu ba'al tov. And this is what we find, that a husband who feels that he's a great husband, v'hu lo mevin madu ha'ishto moredet bo, and he has no idea why his wife is apparently rebelling against him. Al pi emuna tzarich she'ida she'zeh magia lo, mida keneged mida. According to emuna, if he has emuna, then he should understand that the way he's been dealt with is mida keneged mida. This is what he deserves. Keshem shehu mored bo, kach ishto moredet bo. The way he is rebelling against Hashem, so his wife is rebelling against him. V'zeh berachamav shel ha'boeh. And this is really mercy. Hashem is having mercy on him so that he realizes what he's doing wrong in his own Avodat Hashem. And he gets to fix it. It's very, very kind. Do teshuva. Lachen, Kotev HaChesed Abraham. Therefore, the author of the Chesed Abraham wrote, Kol Ben Torah, every Ben Torah, every Torah student, She'ishto Moreh Bo, that his wife rebels against him, She'ida Shehu Gorem HaGorem, he should know that he is the cause. That's what the Chesed Abraham wrote. Rav Arush writes on this, Ma Kavanato She'omer Kol Ben Torah, what is his meaning that he wrote, every Ben Torah should know? Any Torah student should know that if his wife rebels against him, it's his own fault. Why did he write? It wasn't a book specifically written for Ben Torah, for Torah students. So why did he write over here, every Torah student should know that it's his own fault? So Rav Arush explains, Ki misha eino Ben Torah, because a person who's not a Torah student, sorry, it's a question. And is it the case that you're trying to teach us here that anyone who's not a Torah student, his wife is not a mirah? Kavanato shel Chesed Avraham hi shemi she'ein lo et amidot shel Torah v'im ishto ta'ir lo o tevaze oto hu yagiv betokafnut va'af ba'alibot. Tokpanut. Rav Arush says that if a person does not have the midot, have the characteristics, the traits of someone who is a Torah student, if he's not holding at that level, and his wife were to rebuke him, were to criticize him, how would he respond? He would respond with arguments, with violence, with trying to overcome her. And then his wife could not act as a mirror. Because he's likely to break the mirror. If his wife tries to act like a mirror to a person who does not have the correct midot to deal with it, then he's going to break the mirror. So what does that mean? He mechafedet mimenu. Because he is he's violent in response, she's going to be scared of him. And she's not going to criticize him at all with any criticism. She's not going to show him any problem that is in him. She's going to be subdued towards him. And she's going to be humbled, right? She's going to be disciplined from the great fear that she has of him. And even though she looks like an angel, she's not acting like his mirror. What's Rav Arush saying? I'm just saying that we can learn from the Chesed Avraham that actually the mirror only works if the husband is able to take it. If the husband is acting with violence, actual violence, or violence in the form of his words, in the form of his actions, his behavior, then the wife can't act like a mirror. Because every time she would try to show him his faults, he's going to explode. And she's too scared to take that. So she simply is not going to show him anymore any faults. And then what do you have? You have a wife who's acting like an angel. And this person is going to mistakenly feel, look, there's my wife. She's a tzaddiket. Must be I'm a tzaddiket. I'm a tzaddik too. She's my reflection. She's an angel, must be I'm an angel too. I read the book, she's my reflection. Thank you very much, Rav Arush. I'll accept your explanation of what's going on here. It's also the case that I must be an angel. No. You're angel of death, baby. Yofi. Angel of death, chas v'shalom. Right? because I'm acting in a way that she just can't take it. So only if I'm a Ben Torah, says the Chesed Abraham, then I should know that my wife is acting like a mirror. But if I'm not a Ben Torah, then I don't get the benefit. I don't get the big zechut that my wife should act like a mirror and show me my faults. Instead, I'm going to have a wife that's too scared to open her mouth to say anything against me. Zor kavanata chesed l'Abraham. This is the meaning of what the chesed Abraham said. She'adam kazeh she'oseg rak tov, she'oseg rak tov le'ishto, mekabed oto, ohev ota. Right, that a person who only wants good for their wife, that he respects her, he loves her, and then he sees that his wife is acting against him, is rebelling against him, then he needs to understand the matter as something which is lacking in him. And he needs to learn how to recognize himself. Those things which need fixing in him. And for sure he has no right whatsoever, no purpose in making his wife out to be bad or evil by having these characteristics. Ki hu gorem lehitla hagut zo mitzida, because he's the cause of her behavior towards him in this fashion. Right? Person who sees that his wife is behaving in an unpleasant fashion towards him, something that's not nice, needs to know to do tshuva. And the proof is that when he goes out to the field, or he shuts himself in his bedroom, wherever he can find some quiet space, and he does some self-reflection, true, honest self-reflection. Why is my wife upset with me today? What have I done? And he thinks about it. And he asks Hashem for help. Hashem, please show me. Hashem, please open my eyes. Why is my wife so upset with me today? What's going on? If I genuinely ask Hashem to show me, there's no reason whatsoever why Hashem will not open my eyes and show me what it is that I need to do teshuva on. Can then honestly do teshuva. And when I do teshuva, I come back to my wife an hour later, I sit down, and suddenly I have a new wife. It's a new person sitting across the table from me. She's no longer upset with me at all. In fact, she's apologizing. She's now apologizing for making me upset. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I don't know why I exploded at you. And she's being honest. She has no idea why she exploded at you. Hashem put into her head that unfortunately your husband needs a bit of musa right now. And unfortunately, you're going to have to be the messenger. Right? That's her job in the world, is to be the messenger. And our job is not to shoot the messenger, chas v'shalom, but to know that the messenger is from Hashem. And that the quickest way to shalom by it is for me to see that this is a message from Hashem. Hashem wants to teach me something. To accept it. In simple terms, Rav Arish says, the easiest way to shalom by it is two words. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Even though I have no clue why she's right, right? If I understand immediately why she's right, then there's no test. Hashem is still testing me. Right? Hashem's testing me in Shalom Bayit too. How do I react? Truth inside what I'm thinking is, I have no clue what you're talking about. Why are you having a go at me? I've done nothing. What do you mean I'm the worst husband in the world? I'm not. Right? That's what I'm thinking at that moment. Because that's my test. It's a test. Test is, I have no, at that moment when I'm going through the test, I can't see Hashem. Although if I saw Hashem, it would be a test and everything would be wonderful and I'd be on the level of the Tzaddik. And Yofi, but I'm not. Hashem gives me a test, and at the moment of the test, I have no clue what's going on. And what's my job? My job is to accept the test with emunah. Right now, I'm in the middle of a test. I have no idea what is going on here, but I know it's a test, Hashem. And this is from you. And therefore, how do I respond? You're right, my darling wife, my wonderful wife, you're right. I accept the rebuke. I accept your criticism. Even though, in brackets, I have no clue what you're talking about right now. I accept it and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've upset you. And then I need to go away and work out what on earth just happened there. Why am I being rebuked? I have no clue. Right now, I walk away from that situation with no understanding. But then I go and do my hidrodedut. And I look and I see what is going on here, Hashem. And I put into practice the principles that I learned. Okay, what is Hashem trying to teach me? So what was my wife telling me? My wife was telling me that I don't love her, I don't love the kids, I don't spend time with her. Whatever it was that she was complaining about, I need to find what the truth is in what she was telling me. For sure what she was telling me is a message from Hashem. There is truth within it. It's not complete nonsense. And the truth is, if I accept it and I say, okay, so let's say it's true. It's true, I don't pay her attention. And my instinctive reaction is, but I do pay attention. I just spent an hour talking to you. I just spent the last, every day for a week, we go out and we walk together for an hour every day. You know you have my attention. Whenever you call me, I'm listening to you. I'm spending as much time as you want. And yet you're telling me that I don't pay you any attention? What's going on here? There must be truth in this. So I sit and I think and I accept it. If I fight it, it's not true, she's wrong, it's not true. So fine, I'm never going to get anywhere. I'm never going to get to the message that Hashem wants to tell me because I'm fighting, it's not true, she's wrong, how can she say that? And I've got all my arguments against her. I don't pay her attention, she never pays me attention. Right, and I'm off in cuckoo land and no one's fixing anything and I'm making it worse. My starting point is to accept it must be true. Okay, Hashem, what you're telling me is true. My wife is telling me the truth. I don't pay her attention. How can that be true? And then slowly, Hashem will put into my mind, you know what? You're right. You know what? It is true. There is a side to say that I don't pay her attention. There is a side to say that actually, that hour that we spent walking together and talking, I really wasn't paying her any attention at all. I was paying some attention, but I wasn't giving her real attention. I was actually thinking about, I need to do this later on, I need to speak to this guy, I need to work out how I'm gonna pay the electricity bill, whatever it is that's going on my head. I'm walking down the road and I'm looking in this house, I'm looking at that car, I'm looking at that woman that's passing, and I'm not really paying her. And actually, it's true that I'm not paying her attention. Even though on the surface I'm paying her attention, actually underneath I'm really not. And actually, if I accept the criticism, I'm going to see that. Oh, Hashem, you're showing me that actually I need to start paying my wife real attention, 100% focus instead of 25% focus. Oh, interesting idea. Never thought of that before. You know what? Let's try it. And then, with Hashem's help, and with prayer that Hashem helps me, next time I speak to my wife, I'm actually going to give her tough. I'm not going to get to 100% attention. I'm not on the level of a tzaddik. I'm going to go for 70, 80%. I'm going to try my best, right? My standard is 25%, and on a good day, 40, maybe 50. But no, let's shoot for 70 or 80. You have my full attention. I'm only hearing your words, right? If I was sat in front of my Rebbe, right, and I'm not talking about my teacher that I can go and have a, a conversation with whenever I want. I'm talking about my Rebbe, that to see him needs to take an appointment, and I've waited 3 weeks, and I've got this really difficult issue that's troubling me in my life. And I sit down in front of him, and I say, Rebbe, I've got this problem, and I explain to him my problem. And the Rebbe starts to speak. Do you think that my eyes are going to start wandering around the room? That's a nice coffee table. Ooh, interesting. It's going to look at the people standing in line waiting. Oh, I'm with you. No, I'm going to pay the utmost attention to his every word, because his every word is important. It's crucial for me. And if I can't muster 100%, I'm going to hover around 90 for as long as I can to get every word he tells me. So I do have that ability. It's just a question of putting the effort in. There's no reason why I don't have the ability to give 80, 90, 100% attention. It's just a question of motivation. If I want to do it, I'll do it. And that's a wonderful Mida Hashem is trying to show me. And it's going to bring huge dividends. It's going to bring me shalom bayit. It's going to bring me peace of mind. It's going to bring me a closeness and connection with my the other half of my soul, the other half of my neshama. Right? She, my wife, is the physical manifestation of the other half of my neshama. But really speaking, she's the other half of my neshama in reality, the bit I'm not connected to. There's half of me that's missing. I'm working on half battery. I'm working only on a half, right? I use 20% of my brain, but I only use 50% of my neshama, because the rest of it's over there, walking around. But actually, if we join together, then I've got 100% neshama. If I do what I do now, based on 50% neshama, just think of how powerful I could be with a whole 100% neshama joined together with me as one. That's huge. That's Rav Arush and the Rabbanit, right? Rav Arush's success in doing what he does is only because he does other things, but only on the fact that his other half of his neshama is right there with him. And he's got a full tank. If he was trying to do what he did on a half tank, then he'd be getting less than halfway. And us too. We're less than half the person we are when we're by ourselves. Person that doesn't have shalom bayit, fighting my struggles and my battles with half a neshama. And my wife is the useful part, really. Right? I've got some use in my half. But the wife, the bina, the understanding of the world that my wife brings to me, right? The overall big picture, the way of dealing and approaching, the interaction with people, all of that feminine side of my personality, if you like, if you want to describe it that way, all of that's missing unless I'm joined to it. How do I join to it? One of the ways is that I make that connection. I have that connection with my wife. And I don't realize what I'm doing for myself. I think that I'm just doing it for her. I'm going to pay you attention. And it's going to cause me effort, and it's going to be good for you. It's the one way of looking at it. It's actually fixing my soul. It's bringing my neshama back together. My combining with my wife in a proper way is rectifying me. It's going to give me huge power to go out there and fight the battles that I have in my life, the struggles that I need to struggle. I'm going to be so much more successful, so much more powerful in what I do. And we know the converse is true. Any person who's had a wow with his wife, shalom bayit broken, you can't achieve much that day, right? The rest of the day doesn't really go well. And it's not just because, well, I'm feeling a bit down because I had a row with my wife. No, I forgot all about that a long time ago. fact is, I'm not connected, I'm only half of me. Right? But when my wife is with me and we're one unit together. And that unit is with me together throughout the whole day, behind me and everything I do. Then I know I can't fail. My wife is with me to encourage me. She's 100% behind me on everything. Yofi. Then full steam ahead. It's the best place to be in. The best place, my number one fan is behind me 100%, I can't fail. Why? Because we're together. And that's one of the secrets of Shalom Bayit that Bezrat Hashem we should all be zocheh to merit. Thank you.